the real story isn't half as pretty as the one you've heard. That's the first line of Spinning Silver by Naomi Novik. I'm Jason Snell, and this is Recently Read. I really enjoyed Naomi Novik's Uprooted, which came out a few years ago. I'm not a big reader of fantasy, but it was a really well put together fantasy novel that managed to do a lot of things that you'll find familiar about classic European fairy tales and fantasy stories, and yet with a modern twist, not set in the modern day, set in fantasy land and fantasy times. But Novik manages to remix the fantasy tropes really well in Uprooted. Spinning Silver is not set in the same universe as Uprooted, so far as I can tell. I couldn't detect any connections, but it is similarly a retelling of a bunch of different fantasy stories. At its core, I think it's basically Rumpelstiltskin, in that there is a transmutation of things into gold and stolen children and the power of names, but it's really not Rumpelstiltskin, so stop. Forget I mentioned Rumpelstiltskin is what I'm saying, because what it really is, it's a fascinating story about a bunch of different characters, but especially three women. There's the daughter of a powerful duke who is wed to an awful czar. There is a woman who is the daughter of moneylenders, very bad. Her father is an incompetent moneylender who basically gives everybody money and then doesn't ask for it back. And she ends up becoming very skilled at bringing money in and changing it ultimately from silver pieces into gold, hence the silver to gold transition that will remind you of Rumpelstiltskin. Except in this case, what happens is her talent gets the attention of the king of basically a frozen fairyland, who wants to turn all of his silver into gold and hoard the warmth of gold and steal it away from the warm world into his frozen world. And then there is also a young girl who is basically brutalized by her father. She and her brothers are terrorized by the father, and she comes to work for Miriam, who's the main character, who is the moneylender's daughter, and she gets involved in this plot. So there are multiple sort of like royal weddings that might happen. There are portals between the fairy realm, and which is this icy, wintry place, and the more recognizable kind of meta-European realm. There are a lot of different point of view characters. If I have a complaint, it's that I think sometimes the book loses momentum when we get introduced late in the game to new viewpoint characters that we haven't seen before. But, you know, these are minor quibbles. One of the things that I liked about the book, although it caught me by surprise, is that the book appears to be heading for a very specific resolution, and then it does a swerve and goes on for another five or six chapters. And that kind of bugged me, because I thought we were getting to the logical endpoint. But it was actually kind of fun to go on that ride and realize that the author had a different destination in mind all along. Anyway, I enjoyed Spinning Silver a lot. I don't think I liked it as much as the previous book, Uprooted, but Naomi Novik is a really good writer. It was just enjoyable to read. Her writing style is excellent. Two or three chapters into this book, I was reminded just how talented she is, because after two or three chapters, you realize you're in for a great ride reading her book, because they're like little, very carefully put together short stories set in this world, but it's not. It's just chapters of the book. It's just, she's good writer. I haven't read her Temeraire series, but I really need to do that, because both of these books have been quite good. So I'm glad it got nominated for a Nebula Award, Spinning Silver by Naomi Novik.